New England OSW contracts delayed again, written by John Crop Lee, and read by an automated voice. New England's offshore wind ambitions were dealt a further setback as contract negotiations underway for most of the past year were extended again, potentially into 2026. The reason is not difficult to guess. A June 30 filing cites uncertainty created by substantial changes in federal energy policy since President Trump was inaugurated. The parties now are targeting completion of negotiations on or before December 31, 2025, and filing of contracts with state regulators on or before February 25, 2026. The joint offshore wind solicitation by Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island was an ambitious attempt to rebound from setbacks and frustrations each state had experienced individually as the industry ran into headwinds in its efforts to establish itself in the United States. The coordinated effort sought up to 6 gigawatts of capacity. When the bidding window closed in March 2024, 5,454 megawatts of capacity had been proposed. Massachusetts selected 2,678 megawatts of capacity from 3 projects, Rhode Island selected 200 megawatts from 1 project, and Connecticut opted out. Vineyard Offshore then withdrew its bid for the 1,200 megawatts Vineyard Wind 2 proposal because Massachusetts would take only 800 megawatts of output and Connecticut would not take the other 400 megawatts. That left 791 megawatts from Avangrid's New England Wind 1 proposal and 1,087 megawatts from the EEP Renewables/NG joint venture South Coast Wind. The South Coast partner said in February that project could be placed on hold for as long as 4 years due to its uncertain prospects during the Trump administration. Rhode Island Energy is warning that it may terminate its conditional selection of 200 megawatts from South Coast if the negotiations are not successful by October 31, 2025. Meanwhile, 2 offshore wind projects serving New England are under construction, Vineyard Wind 1, which will feed 800 megawatts to Massachusetts, and Revolution Wind, which will send 300 megawatts to Connecticut and 400 megawatts to Rhode Island. Both have had problems of their own. Ørsted has reported good progress in Revolution's offshore construction, albeit at a higher cost than initially expected, but complications on land have pushed back its projected commercial operation date. Vineyard Wind 1, a joint venture of Avangrid and Copenhagen Infrastructure Partners, once boasted it would be the first utility-scale wind farm in U.S. waters when completed in 2024. It fell behind schedule in 2023, then fell much further behind in mid-2024 because of defective turbine blades. Avangrid and Ørsted did not respond to requests for comment for this report. The 3 southern New England states have had high hopes for offshore wind as a way of providing clean, affordable electricity while creating a new economic sector. After a series of contract cancellations, they banded together for the solicitation that now has stalled. Their neighbors down the coast also have struggled with cancellations and failed solicitations. In February 2025, New Jersey called off its latest solicitation mid-process after 2 developers withdrew proposals. In April 2024, New York had to cancel its 2022 solicitation after 20 months of work due to turbines not being available. New York expected to announce contracts in the first quarter of this year for its 2024 solicitation but still has not done so as the third quarter begins. One of the 4 developers that offered proposals withdrew them a month after submitting them. Another has paused U.S. offshore wind development indefinitely. A third saw the federal review process halt for the project it proposed. The transition from the strongly pro-renewables President Biden to the strongly pro-fossil and anti-renewables President Trump significantly boosted the risk and uncertainty facing U.S. offshore wind generation development. As Net Zero Insider reported before Trump's inauguration, the president did not need to deliver a huge knockout punch against offshore wind to fulfill his campaign promise of halting it. All he had to do was magnify the existing levels of uncertainty and risk the industry could then wither on its own, as investors withheld capital. Trump's day one order of a review of wind power permitting, along with his unpredictable leadership style and his tariff threats, has accomplished this. The impact was such that in May, 17 states and the District of Columbia filed a federal complaint against Trump and key federal officials challenging the order. In its motion to intervene in the case, trade organization Alliance for Clean Energy New York said billions of dollars of investments and hundreds of thousands of jobs are at risk through the delaying effect of the day one memorandum, given the great number of federal approvals needed for projects and their vulnerability to unexpected delays. Due to the uncertainty as to when federal permitting will resume, investment in new projects has halted, and developers are not setting new construction timelines or entering into new construction or manufacturing contracts, ACE NY wrote. Demand for specialized materials, equipment, and labor has plummeted. A few bright spots remain in the U.S. offshore sector. the Department of the Interior removed the stop work order it had slapped on Empire Wind 1, an 810 megawatts Equinor project beginning work off the New York coast. And Dominion Energy's 2.6 gigawatts coastal Virginia offshore wind remains on track for 2026 completion with limited cost increases. A spokesperson said June 30 that 108 of 176 foundations, 59 of 176 transition pieces, and the first offshore substation have been installed. Nearly 75% of deepwater export cables are in place, and the first turbine components have arrived at Portsmouth Marine Terminal, where they will be assembled later in 2025.